what I've called you to, saith the Spirit of grace, that the reward is self-induced, says the Spirit of the Lord. The intimacy that you share in fellowship with me is the self-induced reward of labor in my presence. For no one ever comes and enters into that place, even through struggle, that the reward will not come back to them in the essence of peace and prosperity of soul, and even to the extent of the healing of the body, says the Spirit of the Lord. So every moment that you spend in my presence, whether in this place or in that private place of worship, know this, that every moment is a self-induced reward. For in my presence is fullness of joy. I inhabit the praises of my people. If I am there in your worship, whether in this house or other places, is it any mystery to you that everything that I am would not be available in that presence, says the Spirit of the Lord. But I'm calling you as a church, and I'm calling you as a church outside of these walls who view through cameras. I'm calling you to a place of faithfulness in this year like never before. And immediately heart goes to other prophecies, even in the past year, that said, you are calling us to a place of faithfulness then like never before. But superseding that and going on, as I said in my word, that you are to grow from glory to glory, I'm saying to you, come unto me into places of faithfulness, in attending to this place of intimacy and fellowship, and this place of attendance. Yes, even in the attendance of this church and in the attendance online. I'm telling you that the first church depended on one another as they depended on me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Their faithfulness, not only to me, but one to another, willing to give their life for one another, added to the strength of the first church. It grew not only in spirit, but it grew in confidence as each man looked to their right and to their left and saw a marching army going forward that would not relent nor sit down for one another. I say unto you that even as I have said often in this past year, that I'm raising up a Joel's army. What do you think an army looks like? An army is not only faithful to its general, an army is faithful to its self-members and self-soldiers, saith the Spirit of grace. For you to lay down is not just to lay down on me, but is to lay down on your fellow soldiers and members in the body of Christ. Yes, sir. Now he's going to speak real specific. I can see him coming. Might seem peculiar to some of you. Even when you're getting ready to come to services and the enemy attacks you, when he attacks you in your body or in your emotions or in distractions in the home, whether that is to come to this physical location or to be attentive and faithful online. Know this, when you push past, when you get out of bed, when you dress yourself, or when you come and start the streaming and sit there and are faithful, know that you're not only warring for yourself, you're pushing past obstacles, whether in your body, distractions at home, or emotions. Is not just for yourself, but it is for the army, saith the Spirit of grace. It is for your fellow brothers and sisters, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says that I see a river I see a river. But what makes up that river are many streams and many tributaries that are faithful to pour into one river. Know this, says the Spirit of the Lord, that your faithfulness to the house of God in this next year, your faithfulness to be attentive and to be one that will join arms with fellow believers and fellow soldiers will save lives, says the Spirit of the Lord. It is not just the pulpit. Have I not told you time and time again that Joel's army will not be just a pulpit ministry? It is not just the pulpit that I will minister to people, even in services. Your joining together that creates an atmosphere for believers to be healed, both here and online, will be part of the flow of my Spirit. Your attendance to church will save lives. People will not commit suicide because you push past your own weaknesses and stand in the gap even when you don't feel like being in the house of God. Divorces will be diverted in the next 5 to 10 years because you were faithful to push past and not make excuses of why you could not be a part. When you put aside your own fight to fight for others, you are doing what I have called is ministry for the body, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now you have a choice in this year. You can be selfish and put your eyes upon you and me and just think it's just you and me. But I say to you that there is no just you and me relationship in me, says the Lord. It is you and me and the body. And whatever you do with me will also interpret out to what I can do in the body, says the Lord. I have no isolated children. I have no islands that I go to minister to. One day you will stand with billions in a collective place of worship. And you will look to your right and to your left. The horizon will disappear with millions and billions. And you will know that that river was the river that you were part of. You will not lose your identity in me. Your importance to me is as important as all the masses put together. But all the masses put together make up that place of the individual obeying, obeying, obeying. I have said much about obedience unto righteousness and not falling away to the sins of the flesh in recent days in this house. But I'm telling you that obedience to righteousness goes beyond just moral sins. Obedience to righteousness is to be faithful one to another and faithful to my call. Many of you are in a place of advancement. As a army parade, I am stepping to the podium to give to many of you that have come to a place of precipice where that there is a medal of honor that's about to be placed upon you. And that medal of honor will be walking into places of anointing like you've never known. Do not sit down before this parade begins, says the Spirit of the Lord. Move in further. Cry out in your own heart that all excuses are eliminated out of your life. For I have a reward that is coming. But as I said, the reward is self-induced. It is now. It is present tense, says the Spirit of grace.